WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If the term world music means anything, it means music rooted in a culture and yet attuned to and excited by the sounds of other cultures. Music critic Milo Miles thinks Bloque from Colombia is a prime example of a great world music band.
When you find out a big pop star got his start as a hunk on a TV soap opera, like Colombia's Carlos Vives did, you have doubts about his talent. But Vives is more than a pinup who's wired for sound. He's got fabulous hair, great thighs, and a pretty okay voice. What put him over, though, was his dynamite backing band. And now they've split off and call themselves Bloque. The new frontman, who used to write songs for Vives, is Ivan Benavides, and he has no hair at all.
Fui perseguido, expulsado, repelido, repudiado, señalado y segregado por la buena sociedad. Yo fui tratado como si fuera un mantido y condenado sin derecho a un abogado, aunque nadie le haga mal. Yo y me han dejado con los colores cambiados y con los carros cruzados extraviados, y eso no lo aguanto más.
Benavides is indeed a motor mouth, suited by nature for rap and for speak-singing lyrics about social and personal chaos held together with tricky beats. Bloque use a lot of regional rhythms from Colombia, and they make a point of identifying each one in concert. But it's the popping, funkified bass and the nimble, ferocious rock guitar of Ernesto Tato Ocampo that hook your attention, because Bloque uses them with the same passion and grace as their folk sources. In interviews, Benavides huffs and puffs about the cultural imperialism of Western pop, but this is a band who does a dang good Led Zeppelin cover. In other words, Bloque shows the dexterity and insouciance that world music fans hoped would transform pop just a few years ago. If you think infinite niche marketing is a dead end, the promise of world music was that one of its many, many styles would become the next big thing with American or British bands. It hasn't happened. New bands continue to recombine past Western pop in hopes of finding the magic formula in the rearview mirror, and now a lot of world music stars are recording bland versions of themselves for the Western market and only taking risks on albums released in their homeland. Bloque will have none of it. The band pushing and raving behind him, Benavides has a first-rate central idea in his song. A man, a love affair, even a whole country with a chaotic surface but spiritual roots that will save them, if the roots can be located. The problem is that chaos and laziness have their pleasures. Benavides has a dandy tune that could apply to Washington as much as Bogota. He suggests the usual corruption and failures just continue because innocents know nothing because they are too innocent. And culprits know nothing because they are too guilty.
Ha sucedido y sigue sucediendo y seguirá sucediendo sin nada suceder. Para impedirlo. Ha sucedido y sigue sucediendo y seguirá sucediendo.
inocentes no saben de nada porque son demasiado inocentes. Y los culpables no saben de nada porque son demasiado culpables. A los ricos no les afecta porque son demasiado ricos. A los pobres no les afecta porque son demasiado pobres. Ha sucedido.
Loqué's self-titled debut is one of the year's finest world music records, but one major shortcoming is that it downplays the role of singer and Indian flute player Mite Montero. In concert, she bears down on her huge wooden flutes and flies through fancy phrases with as much fervor as guitarist Ocampo. Her relaxed, joyous vocals seem to offer the harmony Loqué searches for so nervously. Perhaps Mite Montero is the spiritual root that will save them.
Milo Miles is music editor at soundstone.com.